Welcome to the STC Sheffield Foundation's Daily Podcast. Our theme this Holy Week is The Power of Love, looking at Ephesians 3:14-21.
Throughout this Lent period, we as a team have been looking at the whole of the book of Ephesians. And this week, this Holy Week, we're going to focus in on looking at this prayer. This prayer right at the heart of this great book. And each night, different speakers will pick a line or two from this prayer and lead us in reflection. And tonight I get to kick things off, and my focus is verses 14 and 15. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I wonder, have any of you ever been to a big sporting event? A football match, maybe, with a big crowd. I regularly take my boys to Bramall Lane, and we've been to Wembley a couple of times over the last 7 or 8 years. And lost. Spectacularly. Two teams going for the win. Two sets of fans singing. Well, chanting, urging their teams on. The game is important. The result matters. It's been a tense first half. They go in at half time, 0-0, and into the second half. And a goal goes in. Your team have scored. Doesn't happen very often, but just occasionally. Strangers embrace. They jump up and down, arms around each other, and for a moment, grown-ups. Tough northern men and tough northern women, complete strangers who moments before haven't really even acknowledged that each other exist, embrace, united, joyful, passionate, full of emotion. And in that moment, in that shared experience, all barriers are torn down. We're one big, happy family. We hug, we sing. There are sometimes even tears. Emotions that we men struggle to share day to day with our own families back home come pouring out. And for a moment, just for a fleeting moment, there is a bond that goes way beyond regular family ties. And a new song starts about getting promoted and about being top of the league. Party atmosphere, joy, excitement. And then the opposition go down the other end and score. The home fans fall silent, but the opposition start their own chant. Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya? Pointing their fingers, chanting at you. And I can't help thinking that this is not the time for such deep and existential questions. This prayer at the heart of Paul's letter, a letter about the church, to the church. It's about us as individuals, loved, chosen, adopted, holy, blameless, forgiven, and free. God's possession, God's children, unique, perfect, beautiful, handcrafted by the Master. But it's also about us as church, the family of God, one family, united, harmonious, and free. And it's into this context that Paul writes, for this reason. You are loved and free individuals for this reason. And you're part of the beautiful, united, harmonious family for this reason. Paul prays. Because you are God's treasured possession. Paul prays because there is no longer anything that divides us. For this reason, I kneel before the Father. You see, it's on our knees before the Father that we learn who we truly are. It's on our knees with Bible in hand, our attention drawn, our focus on the very words of God that we realize who we are, who He says we are. And it's on our knees that we learn to silence the nagging internal voice of self-doubt, where we learn that we are more than good enough, where we learn that we are loved more than we could possibly imagine. I kneel before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Who are you? Who are you? My name is Alan Ward. I'm son of Derek and Barbara, brother to Stephen and David, husband to Helen, dad to Jacob, Max, and Faith. I am a Ward. That's my family name. What's yours? I wonder if there are any other Wards here, because there's plenty of us around. Just not many of us in church. But my family name is not your family name. We are different. We share different DNA. In our bloodlines, we carry a different story. Our family names carry a history and a heritage that make us different. I am a Ward. You? You're a Finnemore, or a Woodhead, a Staniforth, an Aidley, or even a Drew. Different. And yet I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. Scripture reminds us, we are all of us together. We have only one Father. One Father common to all humanity. We have only one common history. We have only one common heritage. And there are moments at the match on Saturday when we glimpse a pale reflection of the bigger truth that we are all one tribe, all one family. And for a moment, we're all Blades, or we're all Wednesday. When family division, class, education, ethnicity, Brexit, Remain, Labour, Conservative, it doesn't matter. A moment when we hug, when we celebrate, when we laugh, when we cry together, and then the final whistle goes, and we return back home, back to our families, back to the cat, and our private, individual, little lives. And there are those moments also at church on Sundays, at small group in the week, where we experience a glimpse, something of that extended family to which we belong. But all too often the final whistle goes, the blessing is given, it's kicking out time, and we return home, back to the cat, back to our individual little lives. There is power in prayer. In prayer, we learn who we are. In prayer, we learn a new perspective, that you and I are one. That us in here and them out there are one. One tribe, one family. There is no opposition. There is no enemy, except the hostile forces of hate, bitterness, division, and unforgiveness. So this Easter, let's take this opportunity to get our house in order. Let's kneel before the Father and be reminded who we are, who He says we are. Let's kneel before the Father and let Him search our hearts and root out those seeds of division and hurt and bitterness and unforgiveness. Let's allow His forgiveness and love to find a chink in our own defenses, to penetrate and soften our hearts again, to forgive, to be reconciled, stop fighting, stop running, stop hiding, stop waiting for them to make the first move. Come on, Lord. And let's allow our perspective to change. Let's stop keeping others at arm's length. Stop perpetuating a them and us mentality. Because there is only us. Look around you. You are one family. Look beyond the walls of the church and over the fence into next door. We are one family. That's what God wants to create. So this Easter, extend a welcome and invite someone in. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. We pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And we pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Well,